Well, lots of people are trying their hand at gardening for the first time this year because of the pandemic. In the public housing community on Bishop Tutu Boulevard, many of those novice gardeners are getting encouragement from Rose Hibbert. Rose was first on Metro Morning when she was a beginner, armed with some rusty tools and a couple of kitchen implements. Gardening was her response to gun violence in her neighborhood. Rose is on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you were first on this show after a shooting in your community. You were trying to beautify the neighborhood, and you told our Mary Weens about it. Tell me that story. What inspired you to clean up the public flower beds in your area?
Well, actually, I was inspired before the shooting.
Okay.
Yes, when I came there, my thing is I was inspired even before I came there. I've always looked at Toronto Housing, whether even before Ontario Housing when they had that. And I always thought to myself, why is it there aren't plants in these areas? Why aren't these people beautifying these landscape? And then I was told a lot of times it's because it's government landscape. So then here I am in Toronto Housing and having to look at the site that no one seems to want to clean up. There are no landscapers coming through, even though I can look across to the Joneses and see how beautiful they are. You've got the Arcadia across the road. Mm-hmm. It's like they're part of my inspiration. I go there for whenever I need to be inspired.
And what does it do? What does it do for a neighborhood to take care and put plants in that type of way for the people who live there and for the people who pass through?
Well, you know what? I must tell you this. In 1 week, I had about six persons pass by. Some mentioning to me, some asking out. To themselves or to each other, are these renters or our own? And so they were looking at the garden, admiring the garden, asking if they're rental property or owned property. Huh. And of course, I'm in the garden saying it's owned, which was a nice feeling.
Hmm.
Yes.
So what have you been doing to encourage your neighbors to try their hand at gardening?
Well, there's a neighbor, his name is Nathaniel Porter. He's all about the waters, you know, he's all about boating and sailing. So, and herbs, he's about the herbs that are dried, the seeds that are dried. Mm-hmm. Everything herbs that we drink, we mix all kind of elderberries, hyssop, everything he's introduced me to. So then I challenged him to a garden that can produce the same things, but you have to plant the seeds and so forth. And before I even know it, he outdid me. Not only outside, this man have all these amazing plants and he sits there with the most beautiful incense in his yard. But then I went inside and I'm seeing tropical plants.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, I'm going to have to up my game.
You're
going to
up your ante here. Okay. What are some of the different vegetables you've been growing? Just to set the bar here.
Well, for example, I'll tell you this real quick. Being locked in during all this craziness, I end up finding a channel called Self-Sufficient Me with a host named Mark. And the first thing that came on, he showed how to grow potatoes. Never in my life I thought I could grow potatoes. But then, you know, when it's all old, looking old and all these things they call the eye mm-hmm. or the roots start
right.
popping up,
yeah.
we tend to throw them out. I put one potato in a basket along with my kitchen garbage as he had suggested. And now I've got a big basket with potatoes growing, garlic, onions, and pepper. So beneath, everything is commingled together. I've got the white onions, like I said, the potatoes, and the garlic. Everything is growing downwards. And then I put hot peppers that's growing upwards. So all my kitchen garbage, I want people to try that. Take the seeds and just toss them in a pot of dirt, the same way you would toss the garbage in the garbage, you would toss the recycle in the recyclable.
Now I understand the folks at the Toronto Botanical Gardens have helped you out with some gardening tools. How's your supply of tools by now?
You know what? They are lovely. And it's the people at the Toronto. My apology. I will tell you their exact name because they were beyond amazing. Her name is Jonan Davis.
Okay.
And I'll tell you exactly where they are.
This is Toronto Botanical Gardens, right?
Yeah, the garden. No, this is the Garden Club.
Ah, okay.
Again,
okay.
I'm getting new to all of these. The Garden Club of Toronto. They heard about my story through Adam Vaughn. Adam Vaughn wrote me a letter with the hopes of people would donate so that we can, you know, beautify our neighborhood. And they came a calling and they had the most incredible tools, tools that I've never even seen before. I'm going to have to get Mary along to help me tell me what they are. My sisters, who is a part of the challenge, I kind of had to, you know, hide the tools from them because they really wanted it.
Well, you gotta keep your tools, right? So you can be taking care of your own garden there. Before I let you go here, do you think that all this gardening would have happened without pandemic restrictions?
Oh, it would have definitely happened without the pandemic. But what the pandemic did, before I was all about the flowers and gardening and flowers and beauty. And after the pandemic, I'm all about vegetables and fruits. I've got a nectarine tree in my yard in downtown Bishop Tutu Boulevard.
Wow.
So it's all fruits and vegetables. We can do it. It's amazing.
You're going to be able to get dinner and breakfast and lunch in your backyard. Rose, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and happy gardening to you.
Thank you very much. And please let people know, we accept what they do not want so we can beautify our neighborhood.
Great stuff. You take care, Rose.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Rose Hibbert is a gardener, an enthusiastic gardener. She lives in the public housing neighborhood near Toronto's waterfront. Well, to take us to the news, something we can all use, this is Sunlight from Toronto's Tasha Angela.
Is CBC News. From CBC Toronto, it is 8:30. Good morning, I'm Jill Dempsey. It is sunny and 14 degrees with a high today of 26.